time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're back once again. We'll be here for about 44 minutes or so. Okay, and going back to, I corrected earlier when I came on, the fact that I said Washington County would be number one, and that's entirely wrong. Washington County is number 84. Counties go by alphabetical order. Marion County is 51, and so forth and so on. So I was wrong on that, that's for sure. Washington County was the first county, though, that was organized in Ohio, but they're number 84. If you see a license with 84 on it, that's Washington County. And then I wanted to make sure you, the last public hanging was in Stark County. And that Stark County is in Canton. So what famous product is produced in Canton, Ohio? Yeah, now there's one. What famous product is produced in Canton, Ohio? I'm trying to think. I want to make sure that's...
There's a North Canton, and this product I'm talking about might be North Canton, which is on the edge of regular Canton.
What company is very, very, very famous in Canton in Stark County? All right. But that's where the last hanging was, in Canton, Ohio. And after that, the executions went to Ohio State. Now, I don't know if the electric chair took over right away, or if they did hangings inside the Ohio State Penitentiary. I don't know. 11:16 is the time. And how are you all doing today? What are you going to Ohio State game on Saturday? It looks like some of the weather might not be the best in the world. But there is a weatherman in town today, and Marshall McPeak, he's speaking out at Dayspring Wesleyan Church. Every month they have a group that meets out there and has a dinner and has a guest. And this month is Marshall McPeak, the weatherman and channel, the head guy in Channel 6, who is a Bucyrus native, incidentally. We both grew up in the same town, a few years apart. Okay, now, let's go back to stores, and there are so many in this category. Name the clothing stores in Marion of within the city limits of years ago. What store sold clothing, stores I should say, years ago in downtown Marion? Downtown, I'm talking about. Downtown Marion, can you name the stores? Now, we had Frank's and we had Euler's. Yeah, we had those. We had some I don't have listed here. We had Sears, Montgomery Ward, and Penny's, too. Okay. And Lerner. Downtown. These are all downtown. Okay.
So, can you name downtown clothing stores? Can you? 740-383-9944. Can you name the downtown clothing stores, other than the ones I just named, from back in the, late 40s, 50s, 60s? Where could you go in downtown Marion to buy clothing? Back in the old days, at Christmas time. Oh, my land. Yeah, I can remember, I think I bought most of my shirts at JCPenney because they were low priced. All right. And let me see. Yeah. Name a bunch of the clothing stores from downtown Marion. Can you do that? And if you like, I'll give you a ticket to the zoo. So you can go down there and cohort with all the zoo animals, the giraffes and the polar bears and whatever. And the Christmas lights. A million Christmas lights. The LEDs. I think they can light all million of those, probably for less money than they could have lit the old style bulbs, 10 of them. LEDs are very, very stingy on power consumption. All right. Now, okay, the clothing stores in downtown Marion, you should know, or give me a few of them. There were a lot of clothing stores in downtown Marion. And can you name most of them? 740-383-9944. We're kind of dwelling on downtown Marion today. Some of the stores, like jewelry stores, Lord's, Carol's, Walker, and... Lord's, Davis and Walker, okay, and Carroll's, all right, and three hardware stores, Crawball, Luke, Turner Hardware, and, what else, and Depot Sales Trademark was the horse. The horse is now on the Bison Farm of Larry Eblen, on Lyons Road. It stands there just like it did at Depot Sales. Big Red, didn't they call it Big Red? The horse at Depot Sales? Yeah. And that was their very, very famous trademark. Equal to, I just wonder how many of you have lived in Bucyrus and before you came to Marion and can tell me what the sign was for Walther Hardware. It was probably the only one in this country like it. For Walther Hardware in downtown Bucyrus next to the railroad tracks. Walther Hardware, though, burned to the ground back in 20 years ago or less. Walther Hardware. When I was a kid, used to go there and shopping for hardware. I liked hardware. No matter what it was hardware. I liked it. But I had bought two different lanterns, and the one had a wide base to it, and it was the kind to use for construction purposes because it wouldn't tip over. But then there was a lantern that was used on trucks. A truck today has clearance lights. They're electric, of course, but they weren't electric back in the 40s. They were kerosene, and they had one flat side. And the driver of the semi-truck would take a long pole and hook onto the bale of that flat-sided lantern and hang it after it was lit. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
What? The hardware store in Bucyrus was a big saw.
Yeah, the sign of the saw. Hey, yeah. Hey, all right. would you like a ticket to the zoo?
No, give it to someone who's okay. It probably doesn't get you into the lights, does it, or does it?
Well, I would think so, yeah.
You think?
Yeah, let me see here if there's any.
Yeah, I would certainly think so. Let me see here. It said, yeah, it doesn't, it says complimentary admission. Marketing, radio, and TV expires January 5th. Yeah, I'm sure that January 5th would be about the time that lights are turned off.
Yeah, well, let somebody else have it. We're going to be gone part of this time, so.
Okay, going to Florida?
Yeah, we are. We're going to visit the daughter, and we will be gone part of that time.
Yeah,
so,
doesn't it feel good to get into a warmer climate?
Yeah, but I don't like it down there in the summer.
Oh, in the summer, yeah, that's a different. And the fact that they got all those bugs down there.
Yes. Mosquitoes. They got mosquitoes worse than we do.
Oh, yeah, and what they call love bugs, giant cockroaches.
Yeah. And it rains every day and gets real sultry in the afternoon.
Oh, my. Yes, it does. It certainly does.
So I was down there 1 year, and I was glad to come home.
Yes, I can imagine. And the homes are all built out of cement because if they weren't, the termites would chew them down.
Yeah. the old ones were all cement block, but now they're getting, you know, that they look like ours up here.
Oh, okay. They must have a lot of bug spray.
but no, they build on concrete slabs, and they spray the inside of the walls up. About two feet up.
Oh, that's interesting.
From the ground with some kind of repellent for termites.
Yeah. Oh, be doggone, so, yeah.
Because I asked the daughter, I said, what's that, you know, paint only so high up? I thought maybe it was a case of flooding or something.
Yeah,
she said, no, that's for bugs.
Well, that's interesting to know. I remember I was in Florida in 1952 for a visit, and I saw homes covered with plastic and with a generator running to debug them.
Oh, okay. Well, I think they still do that today if you got bed bugs, I think.
Well, it all, one thing is good and another thing isn't so good.
Yeah. Right.
Very good.
So it's whatever you like, I guess.
That's it.
But,
by the way, at Fort Myers, the Fort Myers Brewing Company is owned by the son of Fred Malone, who is on the station once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay.
I didn't know that. Well, nice talking to you, Charlie, and keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye. Uh-huh. Yeah, all right. Yep, Fred Myers, the Fort Myer Brewing Company, is owned by, I think he has a partner, and they're really selling a lot of their beer in Florida, and if they keep expanding, they might sell it elsewhere. You know, the oldest brewing company in America is Yuengling. It was built in 1829, but at one time they had a fire and destroyed it, so they moved their whole brewery to Pottsville, Pennsylvania. But that's the oldest, and that's big business anymore. Breweries, my breweries, wineries, and what are you, distilleries? Yes, a distillery is for whiskey and rum, and a winery is for wine, and a brewery is for beer. Is that right? Oh my goodness, big dollars in that. 11:27 is the time, and after the break at 11:30, I'm going to ask you some information about a baby food that's been around for at least 93 years. I'm going to ask you some information about it. So keep that in mind. And let me see, what else am I? I was just talking about beer and wine. I'm going to ask you about a store in downtown Marion connected to that. All right. And tell me, what's the holdup? Is the state requiring more work to be done on Main and Center there, the old cigar store? My, what a mess. What a mess for a downtown major intersection. But if they can't continue for now, I wonder what they have to do. You know, that was destined to be an outlet for surplus food for people, you know, that don't have the means. But now I see today
I hear where that it will be going on in what used to be the recreation department there behind City Hall. The recreation department being, you know, the old Harding High School. So that's where they're going to distribute food, maybe up until that one at Main and Center is completed. But that could take a long, long time. That building is in all, there's three of them in a row there. They're in very bad shape. Wow. So in knowing the how the state of Ohio requires certain things, I'm sure Alex Sheridan's run into you know, a lot of problems that generated from the state of Ohio for certain, you know, reasons. And so I can only imagine what they're thinking about the old cigar store. Oh. Well, anyhow, it doesn't look good for the main intersection downtown. Wow. Is anybody going to play Christmas music this year in speakers downtown? Yeah, maybe they will. We'll have to see. Hopefully there's no objection to playing Christmas music downtown. Okay, it's 11:30. We'll be back in just, well, a couple of moments. Stay tuned. It's now 11:30. Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and when you get to be my age, you got to be leery about what you, the way you conduct yourself, that you don't have a stroke. I do take Eliquis. Oh, so expensive. Yeah. So if you didn't take it, you'd probably die of a stroke. So what do? Go broke or die of a stroke? It rhymes, doesn't it? 11:31 and a half is the time. And now, a question that Scott knew the answer. I'm really surprised Scott knew the answer that I'm going to ask you to give me. The Gerber baby jar pictures a little baby on there. That baby is now, I believe, 93 years old. She doesn't look it. But I've seen the picture of the lady. And contrast with the little teeny girl on the Gerber label. And it's amazing how this lady could also say, my, how time flies. Okay, now here's the question, though. Name the lady. Name the lady, what her name is now, on the jar of Gerber baby food. So there are a lot of different baby foods. What is the most popular? Is it Gerber? Or what's another one? Heinz baby food? What is it? The most popular ones. Is Gerber the most popular and Heinz in there? Or can you tell me, any ladies, would you like to tell me the most popular food, baby food? But here's my question, I finally get to it. Name the lady pictured as an, 93 years ago. What was her name? What is her name now? I'm sure she's married now. What's her name? Yeah, gotcha.
I'll give you two tickets to the zoo if you can name the lady on the Gerber baby food jar. She, I think, celebrates her 93rd birthday, and that little girl pictured was the cutest little girl. And today, 90-some, oh my, can you give me her name? Her name, I am trying to think where you would go to get it. Where did I go to get it? I think on Facebook, probably. Okay, name the lady on the Gerber baby jar. Okay, and now here's another. Can you still give me the names of a bunch of clothing stores in downtown Marion from a while back? Or here. Now, I talked about beer and wine. There once was a store in downtown Marion that had a huge inventory of wines and beers. What was its name? What was its name? It was within the city limits, but it was in immediate downtown area. What was its name? 740-383-9944. Okay. Or if you can give me the Gerber baby, her name, you'll be a winner. Or if you can name several of the clothing stores that used to be downtown. Boy, there were a lot of them. Yeah, probably more than I can remember. All right. We used to remember, did you ever go downtown on Friday night, sit in your car and watch people? Why were we watching people? But many people did that. To see who was downtown, or to see if they were still alive, or to see if there were people you knew that came downtown, I wonder. But we used to do that. We did it for, ever since the car was invented. I can remember back sitting in downtown Bucyrus, listening to the Grand Ole Opry on my aunt's car radio while we watched people walking by. Isn't it strange the things you remember? And it's too bad you can't remember what happened yesterday. All right. Name a bunch of the clothing stores from downtown Marion. How about the ones that from... here we go. All right. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, the clothing stores in downtown Marion?
Yes.
Kiefer's, Jim Dugan's, Richmond Brothers, Sutton and Leitner.
Yeah, right. How about Anson Pickerel?
I don't remember that one. That was before my time.
Okay, yeah. There was Anson Pickerel and Markert and Lewis. Now, Markert and Lewis, you know what was unique about them?
No.
It was their back room. Their billiard. Their pool table.
Oh, okay.
And it's where a lot of guys used to spend their afternoons telling their boss, I'm out on a call, when the call was at Markert and Lewis. That's old Marion now.
Yep, that's old.
Yep, okay. Hey, would you like a zoo ticket today?
Yes, I would.
All right, fine. And what is your name?
My name is Maury Morse.
Okay, let me see. Maury, M-O-R-R-I-S?
M-A-U-R-I.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, were you any relation to Maury's Bar in downtown Marion?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
No, I wasn't.
Just wondering.
But I know the guy that owned it at one time.
Was that
Bob
right?
Baker. Baker.
You know, I was sad to see them go out of business when it reopened there. But they didn't have enough variety in what they sold for food, for one thing.
No.
Oh, my. Okay, well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and don't forget, people, we're located on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building at Prospect and Center Street. Prospect and Center. Second floor. You hit the elevator button that says 2. you get off the elevator and you turn to your right. And you turn to your right again. And down the long hallway you go. And come right on in. Okay, what's the name of the girl or the lady on the Gerber baby food jar? Oh, I can just see you Googling that. And I think you probably can. I would think so. If you can Google the Gerber, Google the Gerber baby. Okay. Now it's interesting. When my daughter Kathy was born, I fed her. I brought her home from the hospital and fed her cold milk. And I told some ladies about that, and they were going to shoot me. But it worked. Good morning, we're on the air.
There used to be a Learner's.
Yes.
And a Blintz, I think, B-L-I-N-T-Z or something.
Blintz, yeah. Now, there was, yeah. Now, I think that's the man that was across the street at Euler's, Mr. Blintz.
He used to be down from Walgreens right there.
Yeah, that was Blintz, yeah. Right,
yeah, I knew.
How about the guy with the cigar and the Fay shop? Remember that? Remember the Fay, F-A-Y-E?
No. Oh, but I remember Guys and Dolls. I don't know if you want that or not.
Well, yeah, that's good, yeah. So, anyhow, I hope we're not going to run out of zoo tickets, but would you like
to? I don't want zoo tickets.
Okay.
I already got them.
All right.
But I'm trying to think of... I don't know if you want J.C. Penney's. There are other.
Well, yeah, there are Penney's and Ward's and Moskins. You remember Moskins? Moskins Credit Clothing Company. They were on.
No,
the,
I didn't come up here till the late 60s. So
oh, okay, yeah.
Some of those were around before.
We had, since I worked in radio all these years, I remember hearing advertisements for everyone I've ever mentioned here.
Yeah.
Now, Moskins had a transcription. And we played it every day. Oh, it was on a transcription is a wide record. And it had a number of cuts on it. And the log would call, Moskins, side one, cut four. Things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for your call today.
Goodbye.
Bye. Okay. Yeah, Moskins Credit Clothing Company. Do you remember where they were at? Were they on South Main between Church and Center? Okay, let's go to the store downtown, absolutely downtown, that sold beer and wine. It was quite well known. What was its name? There, I think there's a lawyer's office in there now. And so, yeah, people used to go. There were two places downtown, Campbell Street Party Store and this one I wanted you to mention. Yeah, if you can think of that. 740-333-9944. You know, a lot of things in downtown Marion, right? Boy, oh boy. Yeah, it's something when you think back and try to remember all these different businesses. Wow. But I've been here since 1952, so I remember things from there on up. But I remember coming to Marion as if it were Columbus. All the people in Bucyrus used to think Marion was as good as Columbus, you know. And coming to Marion when I was a kid, boy, that was a treat. Woo! That's when I first saw Luke Hardware. No, I got a story that goes with everything. Luke Hardware, I bought my dad a barometer for Christmas in Luke Hardware. Well, that barometer got around, and it ended up with me, and I had it at the radio station just for the fun of it. I could look at that barometer. It also told when it was a good time to go fishing. Well, I left WMRN in November, it was 1980, and went to WDIF
Scantlin Communication. So the barometer I left behind, I forgot about it. I left it behind. Now this is the truth. When I went back to MRN in 1995, I think it was, somewhere around there, I went in the control room, and guess what? There was that barometer that I put in there 10 years ago on the floor, right where everybody's feet generally were, the man on the air. And so Jeff Ruth actually sat by that barometer for 10 years. Yeah, that barometer heard a lot of tradio in its time. Isn't it funny? All the, how stories emanate from almost everywhere whenever is involved. It's 11:44 right now. We're going to break here in a few seconds, and still pursuing the name of the beer and wine store on, well, I'll give you the street. It was on Center Street in downtown Marion years ago, as well as the Campbell Street Party Store on Campbell Street. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back in a few seconds here and see what happens. Okay. And the Gerber, the Gerber baby. What was her name? 11:45 is the time.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again. And speaking of Kiefer clothing stores downtown on East Center Street, Dick Kiefer spent the last couple of days with me in my hospital room. We were both in the same room together, and I can remember Dick. He had so many friends, so many visitors too, but his dog was named Rocky, and it was in the middle of the night. Dick Kiefer would wake up and yell for his dog, Rocky, and I'll never forget that. A nice man. He had so many friends. Margaret and, not Margaret and Lewis, but Kiefer Clothing Store. Now, on that same, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Sam Birnbaum had a wine shop and a sandwich shop down there. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, I need to know the name of it. I don't know if Sam's are not on East Center Street.
Well, I didn't know that, but I also know there was a Hughes Clothier store downtown in Marion at one time.
What was the name of it?
Hughes.
Oh, I... That must have been before my time, yeah.
Probably, because the advertisement of that is still on the side of a building on North Main Street.
No kidding.
And it was downtown. It said downtown.
My land. Well, I've got a picture of a downtown building with a Moxie advertisement on it. And that building is gone now.
Yeah.
But Moxie is my favorite soda pop.
Oh.
Yeah, it's different. It really is different.
Apparently.
Yeah, I can buy it down at Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
Yeah, if you ever see it down there. Yeah.
I know when my son goes to Kentucky, he always brings back a case of pop that's made there because you can't get it anywhere else.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like Moxie. It's only available in a few places. One of them is Lehman Hardware. Lehman Hardware.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Yeah, I couldn't believe it that there was Moxie on the side of this building in downtown Marion. Moxie apparently was more popular in Marion at one time. Maybe even President Harding drank Moxie. I can tell you the name of one president that would not be sworn in until he drank a bottle of Moxie. And that was Calvin Coolidge. Yeah. Calvin took over, after Harding and had to drink his Moxie before he was sworn in. How about that? Moxie is different. And most people that drink it do not like it because it has a kind of a medicine-y taste. And supposedly it has a little bit of gentian root in it. Gentian, you know, is that flower or that plant that grows in the hills and is worth its weight in gold. Okay, we have a... Yes, caller, go ahead.
You looking for the big three?
Yeah, the big... Boy, finally got it. The big
beer,
three.
Beer, wine, and spirits, I think it was.
Yeah. Do you remember who owned that, I wonder?
No.
I can't remember either. I don't know if that was one of the Birnbaums or not. But yes...
I think right after that, that was the same building as the building next door was Vance's Sporting Goods.
Oh, I see. Okay. But, yeah, the Big Three, that was a popular place.
Yeah, now it's an attorney's office.
Right, yes. Remember the Campbell Street Party Store?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The owner of that once worked for the city of Marion, and his wife worked behind the counter.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
Everything was a long time ago.
Yeah, when you're old, it seems like it's recent.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Okay. Well, hey, thanks a lot.
All right, talk to you later, Charlie.
Okay, see ya. Yeah, boy. The Big Three, Campbell Street Party Store. Yeah. I don't know if there's any place like that downtown anymore or not. I know there's a brewery downtown, and there will be another brewery in Park Place. Where the old Vibe and Dime used to be. Boy, oh boy. Things are happening, but it's a different era. I keep thinking, we used to come downtown, buy shoes, buy dresses, suits, and things like that. But that business all went out to the mall, and it's no longer in the mall. I remember, what was it? What was the name of that clothing store in the mall? But anyhow, where can you go downtown now and buy a shirt and a tie? Or a pair of shoes? Yeah, and interesting. You know, is that a bygone era for downtown? But downtown now is, has, a brewery for one, and some other specialty stores also. It's kind of interesting how times bring about different entities in places to buy goods. But nowhere that I know of can you buy a hat, shirt, ties, shoes. You see, I started my career doing that. In 1950, I worked for Jay's Toggery in Bucyrus. And that was a lot of fun, except at Christmas time. When the ladies came in to buy a tie for their husband, I almost hid behind the counter because I could get out, I don't know how many boxes of ties, wrap them around my index finger, and hold in the air for the wife or the lady to see if that would look good on her husband. I took dozens and dozens of ties. Well, I don't know. And then you know the standard thing. Well, I'll be back. And we used to call them the be-back people.
They would look at everything. I'll be back. And they never came back. Then there were the people that bought Argyle socks. Remember them? Where can you buy a pair of Argyle socks today? Oh, my goodness. Where can you buy an interwoven or dart? Cluton Peabody shirts. Yeah, they had a bunch of different styles and prices. I sold shoes. And I sold Florsheim and Jarman shoes. And I also sold ladies' bathing suits. Now, well, I did. Yeah. And I know, they marched out, usually in front of a mirror, away from me, and to see if they liked the bathing suit. 9 times out of 10, they would buy it. We sold Janssen, the best. We sold the best of everything. All right, that was way back. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Did you ever get the name for the Gerber baby?
No, I didn't, no.
Ann Turner Cook?
You're right, Ann Turner Cook. Hey, would you like a ticket to the zoo?
Yeah, I sure would.
Yeah, okay, now, let me write down your name here. Okay, go ahead with your name.
Bill Ballinger.
Milt. You're one of the Ballinger boys.
Yeah, that Gerber baby, I think she was 4 months old in a sketch that said.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, are you any relation to the Ballinger that's on the county trustee?
No, that's a different one.
Oh, okay. A lot of Ballingers around. There was Jerry Ballinger, who worked at Fairfield. I don't know if he passed away. I think he did, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of us around.
Yeah, sure are. Okay, you know where we're located.
Yeah, I do.
Very good. Okay,
right,
well, thanks. Okay, bye. All right. I have to make sure we got all these zoo tickets. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Zoo tickets galore. All right. I should mention that the Glen Cole will have swap shop at 12:15 today. Yeah. At 12:15, Glen will be on the air taking your merchandise. Okay. So make use of it because we're offering, that free of time. Free to our listeners to advertise your goods. Use goods or do goods. Okay. Okay, Ann Turner Cook, write that name down. The baby on the Gerber baby jar. Ann Turner Cook. Wow. Okay, now let me see. Do I have everything I asked? Kiefer, Moskins Clothing, Markert and Lewis. Anson Pickerel, and then Subaru by Shivington. Depot Sales trademark was Big Red, the horse, and three hardware stores at least, Crawball, Luke, Turner, and we had two major department stores, Montgomery Ward and Sears, but then we also had J.C. Penney and others. You could come to Marion at that time and buy a pair of shoes, a pair of socks, and a shirt. And, but you can't today. Okay. Yeah. But, and here's the thing, too. Will anybody open up a clothing store in downtown Marion? Would a clothing store go over in downtown Marion? Interesting. What about... Have you seen the new water tower out there at Tri Rivers? Oh my goodness, it's a real landmark. Oh my goodness, big. They're putting the top on it now. Woo, wow, big. So a lot of Marion has moved outside the city limits naturally, and they all have. Most all cities are the same way. Except some, now Bucyrus is really, they've got some empty storefronts, but,
They keep air. Oh, and they're going to have that big doings on December the 7th downtown. Stores all lit up. Candles out in front of all the stores. An ice skating rink on the square. You can't use figure skates because they would possibly rip up the covering for the ice. But that should be good. And there is a webcam. If you type in Bucyrus webcam, you can look at the square in downtown Bucyrus. And on December the 7th, you'll be surprised at all the brilliance of all the lights and the ice skating and the parade and all those things. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Charlie, you didn't tell us where you can buy a bison sandwich.
A bison? Oh, that's right. Okay, a bison sandwich can be purchased at Bowstring in Caledonia.
Bowstring.
Yeah, it's listed on their menu as the Eblen Bison or Bologna, or not the Bologna, the Eblen Buffalo Sandwich, yeah. Now, the Bowstring is on...
Is that downtown or is that on 309?
No, it's downtown. It's around the corner. It's where there used to be a nightclub kind of thing there.
The wet spot?
Yeah. Only now on Friday nights, they do have entertainment that starts around 9 o'clock. But they got a great big menu. My.
Bowstring, okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Thanks. Okay, that's it.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.